It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
They're back. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack is holding its next public hearing today, Tuesday, July 12th. They'll examine the ways in which the former guy and his leading supporters sought help from far-right extremists to pressure lawmakers into overturning his loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Despite the false information I imparted yesterday, the testimony gets underway today at 1 p.m. Eastern. And the second hearing this week that I mentioned was scheduled for Thursday has now been moved to next week. So sorry, or never mind. Moving right along, committee members previewing the hearing over the weekend said that the panel today will be connecting the dots between the far-right militia groups like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and those in government who are trying to overturn the election. QAnon's involvement and Donald Trump's incendiary tweet that day that read, quote, "Big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. We'll be wild." Will all be probed. Roger Stone and Michael Flynn's involvements will come to the surface today. Expected to testify is a man named Jason Van Tattenhove. He is a former spokesperson for the Oath Keepers. Today's hearing will be led by committee members, Representatives Jamie Raskin of Maryland and Stephanie Murphy of Florida. We'll have full coverage today on the Nicole Sandler Show from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, available after that as a podcast anytime from NicoleSandler.com. Moving on to abortion rights. The Department of Health and Human Services said Monday that the Biden administration will require healthcare providers to offer abortion services if necessary to save the life of a mother. The guidance said that the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act defines emergency medical conditions under which those involved in the procedure would be protected, even in states where abortion is banned. Those conditions include ectopic pregnancy, complications of pregnancy loss, or emergent hypertensive disorders such as preeclampsia with severe features. On Sunday, Biden said he was considering declaring an abortion-related public health emergency in the wake of the extreme court decision overturning Roe. We'll see. The president also held an outdoor gathering at the White House on Monday where he addressed our gun violence epidemic. He said mass shootings have turned once safe places in the country into killing fields. These remarks were part of a, quote, celebration. Yeah, they were celebrating the passage of the first major piece of gun safety legislation by Congress in 30 years. Biden called the law, quote, an important start, but said the nation must, quote, galvanize this movement because that's our duty to the people of the nation. But the president's remarks were interrupted by Manuel Oliver. He's the father of one of the victims of the mass shooting in 2018 at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Before he was escorted from the grounds, Oliver said, "You have to do more." And I'll just say, yes, they do. And sadly, two people were killed and three wounded in four shootings that occurred before dawn on Monday at four different 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities said they were seeking a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. One police spokesman said, there's no way this can be a coincidence of it being 7-Eleven, July 11th. Oh, man. Oh, one more 1-6 related story. A federal judge on Monday refused to delay the criminal contempt trial of Steve Bannon. You remember him, that one-time strategist and longtime ally of the former guy. Bannon faces trial next week for defying a subpoena to testify to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Bannon, who helped push Trump's bogus claim that the election was stolen from him, had said he'd challenge the subpoena. But his lawyer sent the committee a letter over the weekend notifying that Bannon was willing to cooperate in a bid to delay the trial. It didn't work. If convicted, Bannon could face up to 2 years in jail along with fines. That's all. Oh, and you'll like this one. A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, ordered Senator Lindsey Graham to testify next month before a special grand jury investigating those same efforts by the former guy and his allies to reverse Trump's narrow election loss in the state to President Biden. Graham, one of eight people subpoenaed last week, had vowed to fight the subpoena, but the judge ruled that the senator, quote, is a necessary and material witness in the investigation into potential criminal interference in the state's 2020 presidential election. The order said the grand jury needs Graham to describe his two phone calls to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, whom Trump had asked to reverse the election result. And finally, President Biden on Monday revealed the first full-color photo from the James Webb Space Telescope. He said, quote, "These images are going to remind the world that America can do big things." NASA added that the image showed was a slice of the vast universe, roughly the size of a grain of sand, held at arm's length by a person on the ground. Quote, "You're seeing galaxies that are shining around other galaxies whose light has been bent, and you're seeing just a small, little portion of the universe." And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.